CliffCentral.com.
That's nice. The Chainsmokers with Coldplay. Something just like this. I like it. 12 minutes after 8. Let's welcome our guests for today. I'm very excited about this. I got an awesome email from someone called Hunley, who's the deputy editor of Reuterse, Hunley Dedricks. And she decided she's going to bring along the editor, that's Marty Pansgro, from Reuterse. They are turning 75, not the two of them, obviously, they're young and beautiful, but the magazine is turning 75 years old. Can you believe that, Sia? I mean, for you, that's unimaginably old, being only 22.
It is.
It's crazy old,
more
right?
More than three times my age.
Uh-huh.
Wow,
that's pretty good.
Actually a lot.
It's a long time.
Very long time.
And to be in circulation for that long and to be a successful magazine as that is incredible. So congratulations are first in order to everybody at Reuters. So let's give them a big round of applause this morning. I think that's entirely appropriate. And ladies, what a pleasure to have you here. Look at the two of you. Glamorous and fantastic. And as I said earlier, you two are not 75 years old. The magazine is. All right. Yeah. Get in front of those microphones. All right. Good morning and welcome to you. This is the first time you've been in our studio. And I can't believe that this is the first time we're talking about your magazine. It's such an institution in South Africa.
Yeah.
There are so many women who have this, and I suppose some men, have it on the coffee table at home. Yeah. And it's something that gets read over and over again. So it's not just the people who buy the magazines, the people who end up seeing it over and over again. And then sometimes you end up with those very unhygienic people who leave a pile of them in the bathroom. You know, that's not a good thing.
Yes. Every now and again we come across it and a dusty old box from someone's, you know,
attic.
Yeah. Or garden shed or something, you know. It's amazing.
Marty, how long have you been the editor?
Since 2005.
And it's quite challenging in publishing right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to, you know, getting a magazine out there is one thing, but getting people to buy it and advertisers to advertise
absolutely.
In it, and everybody's under pressure.
Getting that balance, yeah.
There are a few magazines in South Africa that always manage to do well in terms of circulation and are pretty consistent, and yours is one of them.
Yes, I think we're lucky that way. We something of an institution, yeah.
So, who owns Reuterse?
It's a Caxton magazine.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, who are your biggest competition?
Well, Media 24 is always, because they're the big brother
the
in
the gorilla in the room.
Business. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
So, which of their publications are you worried about?
Sorry. Well,
I want to say here and now in front of everybody, fuck Sorry, all right?
Okay.
We're not interested in that. We're with Reuterse.
Pledging your allegiance to Reuterse.
Great.
Now, this magazine has a long and incredible history, and we'll get into some of that just now. But one of the things Sia told me yesterday when we were talking about you two coming in, he said that you launched, well, I mean, you had a hand in Charlize Theron becoming famous.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
This magazine, if there wasn't a Reuterse, there might not be a Charlize Theron.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
What a terrifying world that would have been.
Tell me about it. She was only 15 when she entered the Model of the Year competition. And yeah, about a week before she won, she became 16, yeah.
Wow. Now, what do you think of these pageants for girls at 15?
You know, I'm a mom. I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't put your kid into it.
No,
I wasn't. No. I was complaining about them earlier, not because we knew you were coming in.
No, I think it's very superficial and very, you know, just strange.
It's weird. Like, you dress up these kids as adults. And it happens in these small towns in South Africa too, right?
Yeah. Listen, you've got moms who are very active in this.
Is it because the moms are so unattractive and so old
that
they try and make their children live the life they didn't?
No, I think they always had this dream, and now the child has to fulfill that dream or something.
But thank God Charlize's mother entered her into this one, because otherwise we wouldn't ever had this Hollywood star. Now, how long ago was that?
Oh, that was
1991.
It was long before you two started.
Oh, No.
All right, so first of all, Hunley, you were the one who sent me the email. So come up to the mic there. So you've listened to our show for a while?
I have, yes.
Thank you.
For about 2 years, yes.
What do you think of this digital stuff that we're doing?
No, it's awesome. I think
enjoy it?
Yeah, it's the way forward.
And with publishing, you obviously have to start thinking about that stuff as well,
yeah,
right, Marty? So what are you guys doing that's novel and different? Because there's huge competition in terms of coming up with the next big thing. And
I think you just have to be awake to the fact that you have readers or, you know, followers everywhere and be where they are. That's what you really have to do.
Is social media important to you guys?
Yes, very.
So what kind of stuff do you do with your social media audience?
We have a very interactive Facebook following, you know, very active, and they have comments about everything we do.
Yes.
Oh, so if there's an article, for example, they'll comment on it on Facebook.
Yeah. Yes, and I mean, we've got a very amazing website mm-hmm. that is about 2 years old now that we relaunched.
Nice.
It's got lots of new content on there as well, so it's not necessarily only the magazine content that's on the website.
Do you still get written letters to the editor?
Yes, we do.
Really?
When I started there, we used to get bags full.
Wow.
Now it's the odd one here and there.
Wow. So I would imagine these probably come from maybe your older readers or from people who are far away.
Yes.
Yeah. Like people in very distant rural locations.
And they were very upset when we changed the rules for the blokraai and stuff like that, you know.
So that's like the crosswords.
Yes.
You're not to mess with that.
No, you can't. Yeah, you have to SMS. Yeah. You can't
very upset
send in
like
a physical entry.
Oh, no. That's very terrible.
Yeah.
I would imagine you would have had protests outside the
building. We had.
Just about.
I answered the phone constantly.
What are the most popular things that that you see time after time in the magazine? Because there are some things that South Africans, particularly South African women, are really interested in, and some things they just don't care about.
You know, we've got quite a few pillars that I think are really what they read it for. They
Tell
might
me.
Read for two of the seven or whatever, you know, something like that. But fashion and beauty is quite high.
Okay.
And Afrikaans women, they like to dress well and use makeup. They're very high users of cosmetics.
All right.
They want to go out with their hat on. You know.
Do you still choose who's on the cover?
Yes. Absolutely.
And now this is a big thing,
that's
right?
Very important.
Because if you have someone on the cover who people like, your sales go up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is an amazing thing to me. It's almost like arcane magazine lore. But if you have, who are your biggest cover stars? Who are the ones who sell you so many oodles of magazines? I mean, I would imagine back in the 90s it would have been like Princess Diana.
True.
There used to be a clear-cut recipe. Like if we put Charlize on the cover, for example, it would have done really well. But it doesn't really work that way anymore. It's a very, there's no specific science or recipe to
if
say
had
this
been a
is
science.
Going to sell, you would be a millionaire.
Because Oprah launched that magazine of hers. She put her goddamn self on the cover every other month.
By month.
It was awful.
It obviates choosing a cover girl.
And it failed.
Yeah, because it's a nice man.
It's around.
It's not around.
It is.
O Magazine?
Not in South. The South African edition isn't being published anymore, but O Magazine internationally is still being published.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But it's a bit of a nightmare, actually, to find someone suitable every month.
How do you choose these women for the cover?
If it had only been that easy. You know, all the other magazines are also choosing cover girls.
Yeah.
From the same pool.
Have you ever had the same cover star?
No. We have an embargo. We have an exclusivity contract that we have people sign.
With the model?
For 3 months.
With the model,
3 months prior to our on sale date.
So hang on. You just told me now that you... There isn't a clear-cut formula anymore.
No, there isn't.
So how do you even know where to start? Are you just guessing in the dark?
It's a gamble. You have to use someone who is well-known.
Yes.
And liked.
A positive character.
Yeah, positive. Yeah. Marty has a strong belief that if you use, for example, the bad girl from a soap opera, for example, the one that nobody likes, then it won't sell. It has to be.
She's probably right on the money.
Yeah.
I mean, this is experience talking now.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you, it's a gamble. You hope that that person won't go and murder someone.
Yeah.
The magazine is on sale or something bad happens.
Who did that happen to with Oscar Pistorius?
Sorry.
Probably.
Shame. Poor them. Yeah. That's a horrible thing to happen.
It's a gamble.
And you never know, right?
You never know. You really don't. And I mean,
put Whitney Houston on the cover next week. She dies of
a
crack
addiction. Well, then you probably do really well.
Well, that's when you change the story and you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow,
you can't change
if it's at the printers, there's nothing you can do. We print about a week before we go on shelf.
It's very ingewikkeld.
Yes, it's complicated.
All right, so who who in South Africa are hot property at the moment in terms of cover models?
Well, we just have Tracy Langer on the cover this month.
Okay.
And we had to fight to get her.
Who's Tracy Langer?
Am I stupid? Well-known. She's on Heart FM in Cape Town.
No, no wonder I haven't heard of her.
And she's a presenter on Bravo, and apparently, well, she's very popular.
Yeah, she's
gorgeous.
Beautiful girl.
She's very pretty.
And very positive. Yeah. And
who's that on the previous one?
Those are mostly actresses.
Okay.
That you probably won't know.
Are they from soaps?
Some of them, not all of them. We have Corin Zoid on our
Corin Zoid, I like her.
Cover.
She's
which is
great.
Our birthday
she looks so pretty on that cover.
She does.
I mean, she's pretty
she
in real
pretty.
Life.
What
no,
do you
no,
mean?
No. I just mean that she's normally not girly pretty.
It's mostly actresses.
You know
well,
what I mean?
You know, smile does a lot.
A smile, yeah.
Corin is beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
No,
but she's also like a hardcore rocker.
Yeah.
And you don't see her in beauty guys.
No.
And then we actually go out to make it look a little softer in what we do. And
what are the keys? Okay, this is what all the women want to know.
Mm-hmm.
What are the keys to looking good in a photograph? I'm sure you've published 1,000 articles on how you can do a better... And these days, everybody is their own photographer with selfies and everybody's putting stuff on Facebook and Instagram. How do you take a good photograph, and what makes a good photograph? You two are like some of the best experts to ask.
I don't know much about selfies, but when it comes to covers, we only use a select few.
Actually,
photographers, makeup people, stylists.
Okay. All right.
Really, if they're not available, I won't do a shoot.
Okay.
So it's very important to work with the right people.
It's really
it is magic,
yeah.
right? You have to get the lighting.
It takes a whole day, and you only use about 4 or 5
outfits.
Photographs.
Yeah.
Oh, it takes a full day.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money.
It's
and
very expensive.
Yeah, it is, really. That's the one thing, because that's our ad for the month.
That's what you see.
That's the
first thing you take a look at is who's on the cover.
Yeah. And also you have to make the person feel really comfortable and...
Yeah.
Make it feel beautiful.
So at these shoots, I mean, how many outfits do you have for the cover model?
Is plenty.
Really?
We do 3 cover options.
Catering table with food?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm all for the craft table. Mm-hmm. Can I just sit at one of your shoots?
Sure.
You're welcome.
I'll fix the lights together or something.
They're all happening in Cape Town for some reason. Everyone is living in Cape Town.
But you guys are based in Johannesburg?
Yes.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, we've got an office in Cape Town, but our main office is here.
Okay, and are most of the people that you have to deal with, your staff, are they also in Johannesburg?
Yes.
We've got a team of 5 in Cape Town.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's substantial.
That's not small.
Beauty's there, fashion's there, food's there, health is there, and decor is there.
Now, how about the business of publishing? Because that's the tough part.
That's changing day by day.
So tell me where it's at the moment.
Well, you see, I think it's a huge mistake, but a lot of people are not advertising.
Mm.
And that they think print is dead, which it definitely is not. I mean, you can even see book publishers really growing hand over fist in Britain.
Yeah.
We're always a little bit behind the wave. So, yeah, I think people are going to be reading still from paper for quite a long time.
And when it comes to beauty and fashion, you need to see that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you need to see it in high-quality, glossy print, because that's the best way for you to represent it.
The thing is, I think they're undervaluing us, and they're putting too much emphasis on TV. And I mean, who watches TV ads anymore?
I do not know. I don't know anyone who watches TV according to the schedule anyway.
No.
Yeah. If they watch a show, then they probably got it on their laptop.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're not watching TV. No. TV's a joke.
Yeah.
So take 20% of that, put it into digital stuff and print.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And stop wasting your money.
I really think it's a big mistake, but I think they will start finding that out very soon.
Does Charlize ever send you a note to say thank you?
Oh, yes, every week. No.
Girls, it would never have happened. You're such. Thank you very much. The magazine, I owe you. Here's 100 grand.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah. No, unfortunately not.
No, actually, we have to fight the same fight that everyone else does if we want an interview with her.
And have you got an interview with her before?
Yes.
Yes, quite a few. Yeah,
yeah, we're quite lucky because we have Margaret Gardner.
No, she's cool.
Yeah.
She was our first Miss Universe,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. And she lives in Los Angeles. She works for the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Nice.
So she goes to all the movie junkets and does interviews with the celebrities, and she writes for us every month.
Yeah, so that's nice. We don't have to buy any of those things, you know.
Syndicated interviews.
We literally tell her, listen, go for so-and-so. Take Harrison Ford, for instance.
Yeah.
He's loved by all Afrikaans women.
Is he?
Yes.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah. Who are some of the big stars?
What is, yeah. Who do Afrikaans women love?
Yeah, I think he's one of those. But there are others, see, much younger ones,
younger ones,
but I mean, you know, ask him the right questions.
I don't want you to be PC about this now. So Harrison Ford, who else is hot on the list? I mean, like, if you
I think young guys like Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, right?
We just had Keanu Reeves.
Very good.
All the big names. We had Brad Pitt.
Does Bieber do well? I don't think Bieber does
well. She hasn't really had an opportunity. No, I mean, Margaret hasn't had an opportunity to talk to him.
She said Justin Bieber was a she.
No.
Just checking.
I wouldn't rule it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. We've got younger readers as well.
Does Lady Gaga do well in the Afrikaans community?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't think for everyone. Yeah. Maybe some people would be interested, but I don't think across.
How about our local people? I mean, who in South Africa are considered like the role models, the people who they want to know more about, the people that they're interested in?
Well, I think it's the people we have on our cover, for example. And I mean, there's people like the
Fanny Arschfeld.
They always.
Which Fanny Arschfeld?
No.
Yeah. There we go. Just had to clarify.
Fanny Arschfeld. It's the
singers.
There's so many.
Yeah. All right. We got some fairly successful people in this country.
Yes.
Sure. And you want to read local stories.
Yeah,
you do. We have a very strong local focus.
We don't have the same kind of edge that Huisgenoot has, for instance. We would never do a story if there's not a story. I mean, we would not put together an article.
And you wouldn't
if we didn't interview you.
Yeah, and you wouldn't necessarily go and do a gossip story on someone's divorce, for example, right?
You know, we want it light and bright. And the thing is, you've got that audience. She's got the magazine in her hand. She can feel it. She can smell it. She has the whole experience. It's her time.
Yeah.
You don't want to
fill her day with nonsense.
No, really, I mean, picking up the newspaper is really...
It's depressing, right? Yeah. There's so much depressing stuff out there. It's nice that there's something that isn't negative.
No, it's positive. It really is. And we will never try to catch you out, you know, do an interview with you and then slip in something and...
And you're not going to... I mean, you're not going to interview Henry van Breda anytime soon because it's depressing as well.
No, probably not.
Probably not. So nice of you.
You never know. Maybe something happens.
I think
I think at the end of the day, it's in our best interest to make our interviews look good and feel good.
Do you know what I'd like to know is, as I think the term icon is befitting, and I'm not even trying to toot your horn, for 75 years in the country, you definitely have made your mark. But how much of a culture leader do you become as opposed to listening to your audience and always just doing what they like and giving them what they prefer?
Well, I think we've been quite lucky in one respect. We've never been working in a company that was very prescriptive or this is what Afrikaners do or whatever. Yeah. You know, we've never had those.
And Afrikaans people hate being put in a box
they
as well.
Yeah.
There's so many different
so
kinds of Afrikaners,
really been
right?
We've really doing what we love and what we think people would like to eat.
You have to trust your gut.
Yeah. And that's paid off for us. You know?
And do you ever feel like you have to sell your soul to the devil when you move with the times? You know,
now
everyone needs to do clickbait and you have to...
How dare you, Sia? These are professionals.
Hey, so good on you, quality then, over quantity.
That's the thing, you know. I think that's when you build trust, you can lose it like that, you know. So you don't do that.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's really...
What about this stuff that you always hear about, the ideal of female beauty and how magazines are twisting what girls really look like, and they Photoshop every picture, and they put these beautiful women on the cover, and they make ordinary women feel bad about how they
look.
What do you think of that?
If it's nails and your hand needs to look perfect, we look for a really beautiful hand.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
Yes, of course. Who wants to see troll?
But that doesn't mean all hands.
Who wants to see pigs trotters?
Exactly.
And, but we don't. I'm very, very strict with covers. We don't do the Photoshop thing. Because in the... in the first instance, you know that person with that pimple or that whatever.
And then suddenly it's gone.
Yeah, it looks strange. It looks flat. And
but everybody's doing this on social media anyway. Exactly. They're all photoshopping their own pictures.
But you can see it.
Filtering the hell out of it.
The moment you can see it, it's so off-putting.
Right.
Know, it's just not...
Absolutely.
Yeah. Do you think Oprah was just a little bit too self-indulgent by always being on her covers?
I don't know. It was a strange concept. I think she also was very hard on herself. I mean...
I would hate to be on a magazine cover every month. I tell you, it is the most stressful thing.
Sure, but I mean, that's why I stopped reading O Magazine because there's no variety.
You never read it.
Eventually, it just looked to me like it was all about her, not about her.
I don't want to sound biased, but I don't think it was her decision. It was probably the founding company who are just like, you are gold right now.
And she was the only company. And if you guys could get a shoot with Oprah, you'd take it, right?
Yeah, we would. Hell yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so here's an important thing you need to pay attention to, Ben. Hunley follows Meowsers on Instagram.
Sure.
I do.
Oh, wow. Go Meowsers. So Meowsers would make an interesting cover girl for Reuters.
Well,
maybe not cover. It's a bit too much exposure, but definitely a feature.
Would Meowsers cooperate in a photo shoot?
Yes.
Really?
If it was at home,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm always interested in like magazines in general in this country because there's some really seriously niche titles. Things about... You know, the most bizarre, like gamer magazines, and you get these magazines.
Engineering news.
And, engineering. Yeah.
Farmers Weekly.
How do they all survive, Marty? How does this happen?
I think the future is really niche. Because that's where people go to really have a relationship.
I mean,
about
how many golfing
topic?
Magazines are there, Ben? Like 20.
Locally, there's two.
Yeah, they've been shaken out.
But they've really drawn back. Like Golf World, which is the big one overseas, locally.
World.
Globally. Golf World is only digital now.
Oh, okay.
Golf Digest is still the big one.
Okay. Some magazines have even started out digital.
And ended up becoming print.
So it's a very strange world out there. You can never predict.
So how much day-to-day boring work does it take to make a magazine? It's not all glamorous and photo shoots, right?
No.
You have to be very organized. You have to be... I mean, we plan 3 months in advance at a time.
Yeah.
Oh. So that we... Yeah, I mean, anything can happen. What happens, it happened to me once, that the cover girl phoned from... Well, we phoned her, and she said, oh, is it today?
Oh,
and
no.
And she was in Joburg, missed the flight, and so we didn't have... I mean, and it is very, very costly.
So what did you do?
Well, we found someone else, but that was... It's also not a nice thing to have to go out and ask someone, listen, would you mind coming in for the shoot? You know,
we need follow-up. You're our
It was quite a number of years ago, and the lady in question was Hestri Kluter, who had fallen in love and had breakfast with a boyfriend and forgotten that she was actually supposed to be on a cover shoot.
Well, totally unreliable.
Well, that one never happened.
You never used her again, right?
That's why we don't know her name today. I don't know.
Very few people still remember. I mean, that's what you get for not pitching at the right time.
Well, that happens really rarely, but it did happen.
How far in advance do you prepare the magazine? I mean, are you ready?
3 months.
3 months
So you're on your September issue now?
Yeah. We are working, we actually work on 3 issues at the same time. So we're working on September, October, November. So September's in the works. It's in the studio. It's
being
put together.
Oh, wow.
The next issue is being photographed and articles, interviews are being done. And then the third one we're planning and deciding what we're doing.
So we need to give Meowsers the Christmas edition then. We need to be moving quickly on this.
Now, hang on.
She needs to get a winter coat ready as well.
You have to be really careful what sort of content you choose to put in the magazine then, because first of all, it could be very outdated 3 months from now if you put in very current affairs stuff.
Yeah.
That's true. How do you go with trends?
What if you interview someone and 3 months later no one's interested in them anymore? You really have to pick them carefully, don't you?
Yeah,
that's why we are careful. And we only have so many pages, you know, so it's not like you can have things that can just stay on the shelf, you know.
Interviewed President Zuma before he became president.
We did, yes.
We have a section in the magazine that we call Andirui Stool, where it's a kind of a challenging situation where you ask the difficult questions. You know?
Like a controversial. Yeah.
And how was he?
Oh, he's very nice and friendly.
Yeah,
and
it was very strange because we had to be at his house on a Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. We were told to be there, ready. And it was myself and the journalist and the photographer. And we kind of prepared ourselves. It was before he went to trial, I think, before the rape. Okay.
So he wasn't president yet?
No, he wasn't president.
No, he wasn't.
Got you.
And we showed up on time. We had to go through the whole security thing. Right. Very impressive. And we came into the house, and we were thinking we were probably going to wait for about 2 hours for him to come down, you know, because he's probably still asleep.
Right.
You know. And he was... He came down, he was on time, he was ready to go. So friendly and well-spoken.
He's a very charming man.
Very charming. And he completely, we didn't know what to think afterwards. We had to go and have a coffee and talk to each other and say, did this just happen? What's going on?
He was friendly and affable, and you guys thought he was terrific.
Yeah, wow. It was very strange.
Well, that's funny enough. Atul Gupta's on the line. He says he also had that experience. He met the president. They just got along immediately, so well. Yeah. You've also interviewed Zapiro, Sam Cowan, Harry Nell, Refense Muraki. These are all people we've had on very recently too. Yeah, Musi Maimane, Helen Ziller. Mm. It's an interesting selection of people.
Yeah.
Do you find that your audience like to know the details of these people's lives?
Yes, yeah.
They're
what
very
they
intrigued.
Think about things.
Mm. Yeah, and also we give a different perspective. I think we look at the person behind the persona. Yeah. You know, it's not just the news angle. We don't cover the news angle necessarily, but we look at the person.
Now, what about this very boring stuff that I see in a lot of magazines around cooking? I mean, is this a big thing in your magazine?
Cooking is huge.
All right. Well,
huge.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. You know what I had for supper last night? I opened up 2 cans of Woolworths soup, and I put them in a pot, and I cooked it, and that was my supper.
But that's what I told you at the beginning. Some people are into it for the fashion and the beauty. Others are into it for the health story.
Yeah.
Others are into it for the food. And if you look on the cover, we always have something on decor and food.
Okay.
Because those are huge for Afrikaans women.
And where are most of your readers?
Well, that's very interesting because we can pinpoint them to shops.
Sure.
Specific areas and so on. But Pretoria is big, Cape Town is big.
Mm-hmm.
And then Bloemfontein is a good third.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, it's very interesting where
that,
we
that
find
is interesting.
And we would know.
Pretoria is number one.
Yes. Okay. And that spa in Cape Town.
That's the biggest outlet.
And you know, that's where they buy. That's where they buy the magazine. And that's very interesting, actually.
Have you guys ever got into any controversial stuff before where you've had to pull a story at the last minute?
Oh, yes, unfortunately we have. But those were quite something. I've been there too long.
Yeah.
No, don't say that. You remember Pint Radio?
Pint. Yeah. I remember them, yes.
They had a series of ads. And we had a deal with them for the Kaka and Ka, and the page that they had in the magazine they utilized for this ad that was very controversial about a Greek papa sitting there, the priest.
Uh-huh.
And then the question at the bottom, priest or pedophile?
Oh.
You know, with a little boy standing next to him, you know.
Oh,
which
wow.
was, we didn't see it before the time, we didn't know the ad was going in. And I'm telling you, every Greek person with a shop was on me.
I'm sure.
No.
So we've had that, yeah, we have.
Wow.
But not because of anything we sought out, you know.
No, but I mean,
and sometimes the sad thing happens, like the very last interview we had with Bayers Nudia was in Rerissa.
Yes.
And he died while the magazine was still being printed.
Oh.
So by the time it was on shelf, Mumbai was no longer there.
You couldn't explain yourself.
No. And then the other one was Chris Barnard. We had an interview with him, and while the magazine was still on the shelf, he died.
Well, I'll be sure not to do any interview if I'm not feeling well. Sounds like you kill a lot of people.
Well, they were both actually quite old at that stage. But yes, it does happen. But you know, we don't go in for controversy.
Mm.
That's not what we're there for.
And you guys have a lot of men who read the magazine.
Absolutely.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. You know, you said the magazine lies in the house and the man picks it up and whatever.
Yeah.
And our health stories are very good. And there's a lot of focus on men because, of course, a mother reading the magazine would want to know about things specific to her husband or her
son. Taking care of the home.
Yeah, sure.
No. So, of course, those are interesting. And a lot of men, unlike you, are into food.
Well, yes. That's why they're all fat.
Our food is really great.
Yes. That's why we have so many fat men in this country. We've got a problem.
I don't think so. I think
you
the
need
fat
to do
men
your bit.
Eat
yes.
Eat those those outlets where they buy fatty
No, listen, our food editor released 2 low-carb cookbooks, yeah. So we are doing our bit.
They're doing amazingly well.
What do you think the split is between your married listener readership and your single readership?
I think it's quite 50-50. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And we're very, very focused on the single woman because, you know, we're not for a woman of a specific age. We are for women at certain stages of her life. And she might be 40 and a first-time mother, or she might be 40 and her son is on his way to university. But she's still a woman who would love to read Rosa, you know? Or a young student who'd pick it up and there's something in there for her. And she writes us a lovely little letter saying she was on her way to buy a cappuccino and she saw the mag and she thinks it was really a very well spent that you ranked. So,
that's awesome. Because it is, you know, you get to the magazine counter in the shop and you're like, well, this is a luxury buy. This is not something I have to have.
Yeah.
For some people, it's obviously a part of their ritual that month. It's something that's important to them. But even then, you know, you could spend that 30 rand on something else.
Yeah, but what can you really buy for 30 rand these days? You can't even buy a glass of wine in a restaurant.
What can you buy for 30 rand?
You can buy cheap boxed wine for 30.
Can you?
Can
really?
You? I don't even know.
You?
What is the price special of wine?
You will have more entertainment in one magazine than one glass of wine.
True.
And the thing that you also said just now, we don't really have competition as such in the sense that there's another magazine that we are afraid of.
Yeah.
Because we're actually not competing for anything else but your time. I mean, you listen to the radio, you watch TV, you on your cell phone or your laptop or whatever. So for them to find the time to read the magazine is the important thing. And to want to pick it up and, you know, just...
And also, that's a captive audience. It's not like you can drive or cook or talk to someone else while you're reading a magazine. You're reading a magazine. So it's really, it's an investment. And
you know what's interesting? Research actually shows that it's the best environment for ads.
For recall.
Because people really, they in a positive
mood. Attention.
Yeah, and they read what it is.
How much does it cost to look good? I mean, this is probably a question that is very subjective to each woman.
Yeah,
it differs. To have the right outfit, to have the right hair, to have the right makeup, to look as good as your cover models, is it a very expensive business?
No, I don't think.
Do you have to be rich to look so good?
There's so many brands and different price points out there. I think you can really, you know, somebody's on a budget can do just as well as somebody who has.
Why would you buy a lipstick of 300 rand if you can buy one for 30? But unless you really want to.
If you really
believe in
what
something.
What is the difference between a 30 rand lipstick and a 300
rand? There is a difference.
What's that all about?
The way it makes your lips feel.
I need to know for my lips, you know?
But we tell you, so you'll find out if you
But I think everybody likes to save for something special, like a luxury handbag or shoes or whatever, but also everyone likes a bargain. You know, you feel really good if you walk into a shop and you see something that you want and it's on sale. Or
I know Christy. She used to, I when I was at varsity, she was she worked at the News Cafe, and we used to go there.
Oh, really?
We used to go there just to look at her.
She's married to Nico now, right?
Ah,
beautiful.
Yeah,
it's a good-looking woman. She's on the cover of which one is this?
February, I think.
February. No, March. You don't know your own name. Come on. That was a test.
Well, it's out in February, okay? March is out in
March
February.
March comes out in the middle of Feb, so yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well.
Why do you do that?
That's what I don't
to prepare you for the months ahead, I suppose.
Yeah. You're actually telling them this is what's coming this month.
How much long-form journalism? How much...
We still do that.
Yeah, I need to know how much of that is still... How much of an appetite is there for that? And how much of it... How hard is it to find people who can write like that? Because it's hard to do.
Yeah. Mm. We actually are very lucky because we have a standard group of people who really want to work for us. And we only have 2 in-house journalists.
Mm-hmm.
All the others are freelancers. And they have to be good to be in Rerus. So, yeah. And they know our style, the way... You know, we're serious about what we write about.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we still have to be very nice on the ear. You know, the tone of voice is important. We don't want to instruct you.
Yeah.
You know, a magazine is like a mirror to you. You page through it, you see yourself in it. Mm. That's what a magazine
is. Or the best version of yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Because that's, otherwise, why would you feel at home there?
What are you giving me here, Sia? What is this?
Food, probably.
Dit in die gene. Petrus se storie.
I just love the picture there. What you were talking about, the hand.
Oh, there's a gnarled old hand. Oh, my God. All right, but this is not an ad for nails or anything.
No.
So there's a kid, there's a baby's hands, and then there's this very, very old woman's hand.
Shows the genetics influences your health.
Okay, so that's interesting. Now, that kind of thing, it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman or Afrikaans or anything else. Yeah. That's really interesting stuff.
We do a lot of relationship stuff as well and
psychological.
Yeah.
You know, those are the things that people come back for. So you'll find that people, we did a whole series on depression and it was really well written. So even now online where we have the back stories, they go there every day.
Wow. And share in the story and engage with you guys. All right. Do you think South African women, particularly Afrikaans women in South Africa, are happy?
I think they're sometimes happy and sometimes less happy. But we focus on the South African woman. We don't focus on anything else. I mean, in the sense of where she is, what she's doing. She's happy in the moment, and we help her to be happy in the moment.
Yeah, but what I mean is...
Is she feeling depressed about politics?
I think everyone is. Yeah. I think everybody is. You know, but we aim to be that little bright light once a month, or not even once a month anymore, because we're available on Facebook or online anytime.
All the time, yeah.
But to be a positive beacon for her, I think that's what we aim to be. Even though life is difficult sometimes, we're there to help her.
People are looking for positive things.
Yeah.
I mean, when we have a story on so-and-so's just had a baby or whatever, those are the things that people comment on, and they really, wow, lovely, you know, hope you're happy, you know, what a lovely kid.
Yeah, and I mean, we don't believe we live in a world of unicorns and rainbows. It's difficult out there. But all our, even if we talk about serious issues, there's always a silver lining. You know, you always have to find something that's positive that the reader can take out and learn from it.
So we wouldn't do the story about, everybody's losing their jobs. We would rather say, listen, there are ways of making
update
money.
Update your CV.
Yeah, go out, do this, put on your red lipstick, you know, this is how you prepare.
Learn something new.
Prepare for an interview. Yeah,
helpful.
It's about how you,
cool.
So it's the same topic. It's just a very positive way of doing it.
What is the most costly part of producing a magazine?
Well, I'm telling you, paper, ink, printing, photography. Those
really?
Are really
and expensive. It's an expensive magazine because everything is done from scratch. You know, everything is shot, all the
and you guys
food,
don't buy syndicated
fashion.
Content or anything
no,
like that?
No, everything is done from scratch every month. So it is expensive.
The thing with syndicated content is you come across it in another magazine and you feel cheated. So that's why we don't do it.
But then how do you work on the whole digital space then? You know, you still want to cater to your customers who actually buy a hard copy.
Our digital space is also Afrikaans. So it's being rewritten for our readers.
Do you create extra or new content for online?
Yes, we do.
All the time.
And it's the same people who does the content for the magazine, so it's of the same quality, but it's just, you know, tweaked and shorter and more digital friendly. But we do use a lot of the timeless kind of the recipes and the relationship and the psychology stories we also use online that was in the magazine.
Oh, sure.
Before.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Hmm.
Wow. So who do you think is worth watching this year? It's 2017. I mean, who are you guys paying attention to? Who in South Africa is interesting to you right now?
Sure.
No pressure.
No. Really, no.
Come on.
There are new movies and things on their way in. Afrikaans movies are...
They're a big deal,
they're
huh?
really a big deal at the moment. So we're watching and waiting. And even music-wise, you know, there's also some new interesting stuff coming up, and we tell people about that. But we don't sit with bated breath. We sort of go with the flow, you know. We see where people's interest is. Who do they want to know more about?
Yeah.
Long before we really had these touch points with our readers. We actually created our own. We had discussions, online discussions. They weren't huge, but people called in and or they went online, and we had chat rooms about, you know, your pets, your health, whatever. We don't do those anymore because, you know, but I mean, we went out. We want to know what our readers want to know. We also created what we call a Leesers Forum, a forum of women who write in every month. They can win a prize. And they tell us which articles they liked and why, and which ones they didn't like. Because that's actually important for us.
Yeah, and we can tweak our content on, you know, on an ongoing basis.
You'll also see we put them in the magazine. They're there, photographs of the three that we chose this month.
Oh, very nice.
And their comments. And we would ask them before the time, you know, how important is it for you to punish a child, or how do you do it? How do you, what is the right way? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then we use the,
we need all the help there we can get. Right. Ben says that when children behave badly, parents should be locked up.
A lot of the time, yeah. It should be a shared crime.
You're right.
Yeah. I would just like to be part of that to get Patricia Lewis on the cover again. Or at least an at-home feature. We miss our eternal pop star.
What is your thing with Patricia Lewis? What is wrong with you?
Don't know where she is, and I miss her now.
We've never had her on the cover.
You've never?
Never.
Oh my gosh, that's ridiculous.
That's it.
Outrageous.
Christmas at the
and
Lewis's.
We haven't had her here in the studio either, so between the two of us, we've got to work this out.
She's living life in Zimbabwe, guys. In Durban.
Yeah.
That's all she does
doesn't
now.
Need us.
We need
living
her.
Living a beast life.
Listen, there are a lot of people in South Africa who live very well, despite all the things you hear about the economy and everything else.
Yeah.
Some very rich people. Well, ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. And congratulations on 75 years of Rooi Roosa.
Happy birthday.
I hope there are another 75 ahead, and that it's safe under your custody.
Yes.
And that,
hopefully not for 75 years.
No, well, you don't want to keep on doing the same thing for 75 more years. But thank you for putting in all the work that you have. And I'm sure all the women across South Africa who read your magazine and the men are grateful.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thanks. And thanks for having us.
Sure. And if you want to see her for the cover, he's available.
I'll do it with Patricia.
Okay.
Will be a great combination.
Yes.
There we go. What an exciting... none of us can wait. That's
and meowses in my hand. Wow. That'll work well.
What a trio.
Yeah.
That would be unstoppable.
Is that for Christmas then?
Record breaker.
The biggest.
Imagine what a mismatched combination that would be.
Oh, Sia, I'm thinking about it all the time. It's pretty much what kept me awake last night. All right, thank you very, very much, ladies. It's an absolute pleasure. And Rooi Roosa, available on the shelves at all good shops. Make sure you get a copy of one of their editions this year. They turned 75 years old. That's one hell of a story. And they are an institution in South Africa. Okay, when we come back in a moment or two, we'll just wrap it up with the Unnews. We may as well just go into Unnews now, right?
Yeah.
We've got no time. Unnews, and then we will see you tomorrow between 6 and 9. So here's what you need to know. All of the important information in one easy-to-understand snapshot. All the big stories. In fact, I'm very glad that Martin Hanley are here to share in this. This is a very big moment. We get to tell everybody what's important today, and you get to witness it with your own eyes. Outrage continues to spread over the strippers that appeared at a local prison on Youth Day. Fikile Mbalula was quick to get on Twitter and inform people that he's not involved in any of this. He added that if he were, the strippers would have been a lot more expensive and worthy of going viral. In other news, the great Claudio Motsoeneng has announced that he's ready to become president of South Africa. He feels that politics is a young man's game and that those currently at the top are becoming too old to steal to their full potential. And finally, O.J. Simpson may be released from prison soon. This is very big news, too. Apparently, he feels he will return to society with no money. Sadly, his freedom will come with no country club days and parties with skinny white girls. And O.J. says, actually, come to think of it, he might as well just stay in prison. That's all we've got for you today. We will see you tomorrow. There's lots of good stuff on cliffcentral.com today. I know the good stuff itself is on. Mm-hmm. Morning. What else do we have? Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg.
Yep.
What else do we have?
We're starting off with Disrupt with Mpumi Nhlapo as well.
Fantastic.
Coming up next. And as we go on with the day, so much more, including Sonia Booth with Opinion Booth, the Daily Maverick Show, Beyond Ears and Eyes, and the Renegade Report later on as well.
Very good. It's a busy day on CliffCentral.com. We will see you tomorrow. CliffCentral.com.